We start at the superstores. Walmart, Lowe's, Kmart, Target, they opened first on Thursday night this year. At the Target near Uptown, Juanita Stinson sketches out her shopping plan.
I don't plan on getting home till 7 in the morning, go to sleep, get up around 3 in the afternoon, and hit it again.
But some people don't approve of Black Friday's encroachment into the holiday, like Teresa Clay.
I believe in family, and I think we need to at least take one day and celebrate in harmony. So, yeah.
But you're still in line.
I am. I'm cheating. It's a budget thing. It is a serious budget thing.
There's a deal on just about everything. And for every deal, there's someone waiting in line for it.
Movies, clothes, pajamas, a camera, a new Coach bag with a new wallet.
I'm getting an e-reader.
Maybe a PlayStation 3 controller.
And I like seeing people get pushed over, you know. People get trampled here and there.
Trampling is on a lot of minds, actually. Red-jacketed security teams patrol throughout the Target.
So that means if your neighbor pushes, fights you, does anything that they shouldn't, they'll be asked to leave and they won't make a purchase today. So please be courteous to your neighbor. We're going to hand out maps if you haven't already.
And when it opens, it's orderly, even mellow.
Very nice.
Next, it's to the mall where it's not mellow. At Concord Mills, staff expected as many as 200,000 shoppers this weekend. Crowds swarmed the entrances waiting for the midnight opening. When the clock struck,
it's crazy.
Jesse Rumley sells toys at a kiosk in the mall.
When they opened the doors, everybody just made a mad run through here. It's been crazy.
Once you've made it through the rush, waited in line, and checked out, you might find that you got a little more than you bargained for. Abby Alexander did.
I came in for a $30 Christmas tree.
And what did you end up with?
Two TVs and a Christmas tree.
And that's why businesses are creeping Black Friday into Thursday. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford, shopping in Charlotte.